Guys, this may be the most important video that I ever post. So please, I'm asking you, listen. Before I get into what it is that I want to say, I want to say this first. This is my personal belief. This is what I see in the scriptures. I am not making a prediction. I am not setting a date. Rather, I am crying out to you, listen, to seriously consider. I'm asking you to seriously consider. I'm asking you to pray. Because as a watchman, I have to sound the alarm regarding what I see. I can't twist what it is I'm seeing to fit conventional thought. I can't make it comply with the mainstream. I have to say what it is that I see as a watchman. You pray about it. You line it up against scripture. Let God be true and every man a liar. But I have to share with you what it is that I am seeing. Listen. Pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. The Bible talks about when the rapture will happen. And it's connected directly to when the tribulation starts. I want to say that one more time. The Bible talks about when the tribulation will happen, and it is connected directly to when the tribulation starts. I'm going to show you in the Bible where all of what I'm talking about is clearly written in Scripture. So let's get into it. The beginning of the 7-year Great Tribulation will be at the Feast of Trumpets, while they are saying peace and security, immediately after the rapture of the church, when all the Christians disappear, on the same day or within days. And the beginning of the 7-year Great Tribulation will be when the Antichrist confirms the peace treaty with many. So I want to get into this and go through the scriptures and show you guys how I see this. And I have to, as a watchman, tell you what it is that I'm seeing. And I want you to just pay attention and to consider it and to pray. Okay? So, the Feast of Trumpets. Let's talk about that one first. Did you know there are different names for the Feast of Trumpets? It is known in Hebrew as Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing, the day of the trumpet, sounding the trumpet. In English, we call it the Feast of Trumpets. Did you know that one of the names, one of the things that the Feast of Trumpets is known as, is literally the time of Jacob's trouble? Now, I want to get into scripture and show you why, because it is very clear in the Bible. And guys, I'm telling you, the scriptures that God has been bringing to me, that has been showing me, has been blowing my mind. And I have to share this with you guys. Please listen. The time of Jacob's trouble. It's another name that the Feast of Trumpets is known as. Let's read Zephaniah 1:14-18. The great day of the Lord is near. That's the tribulation, guys. It is near. It hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of the trumpet. It literally says there, guys, Yom Teruah, a day of the trumpet. The tribulation is Yom Teruah, a day of the trumpet. Listen, an alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. and I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, the tribulation. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of them, all that dwell in the land. Guys, it's saying right here, the tribulation is Yom Teruah, a day of the trumpet. Okay, the day of the Lord, the tribulation. Let's read another scripture, because I'm telling you, as we go, it gets clearer and clearer. Joel 2, 1 through 2. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm. Do you see the Feast of Trumpets? On my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming near. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness there is spread upon the mountains a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, nor will be after them through all the generations. It's talking about the tribulation, guys. Blow a trumpet. Sound the alarm. Let's read another scripture. It continues to get clearer. Jeremiah 30, 6 through 7. Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail? Pay attention to that phrase, because it shows up a lot. And all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. Guys, that is the great tribulation. It is the time of Jacob's trouble. It is to drive Israel to their knees and to accept their true Messiah, Jesus. The Jewish Messiah, Jesus. And it says here, so that none is like it. It is even a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Guys, Israel is going to come to salvation at the end of the tribulation. They will accept Jesus as their Messiah, finally. But let's keep reading. Isaiah 26, 17. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. You'll notice as we read, the scripture refers to the time of the tribulation, the moment when it comes as a woman with child, in travail and labor. It will go on and on. And this is a clue. This is something to look for, because it helps you key in on the scriptures that God is where God is talking about the tribulation, the day of the Lord, and you'll also see the rapture. So let's keep reading. Isaiah 13, 6 through 9. Howl ye, howl, like yell, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed at one another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. So again, as a woman that travaileth. And let's read another scripture. Jeremiah 4. Guys, this one is blowing my mind. Jeremiah 4, we're going to start in verse 19. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried. For the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. What does that make you think of? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Guys, this is beautiful. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. For thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate. Yet I will not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into the thickets and climb upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shall thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life. Guys, this is talking about that halfway point in the Great Tribulation when it says, flee, run, because the Antichrist and the devil will turn to make war against the Jews. And then it continues here. For I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. Do you see here in that scripture it says, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war, a woman as in travail. This is speaking of the Great Tribulation. And guys, the scripture is showing us that the Great Tribulation starts on the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah, the Day of Blowing. Remember there in Zephaniah, it says, it is Yom Teruah, the Day of Blowing, Zephaniah 1. Please listen to what I'm saying and pay attention. Consider it and pray. I want to talk about the next thing while they are saying peace and security. Jeremiah 6:14 is where we're going to start. They have healed the wound of my people lightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed. They did not know how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be overthrown, says the Lord. So you can see there how they are saying, peace, peace, at the time that he shall overthrow them. It connects the two. What they are saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And he says, therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time that I punish them, they shall be overthrown. That's very interesting, guys. It's while they are saying peace and security is what we're talking about here. And here in the scripture it says, they are saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. So let's continue. I set watchmen over you, saying, pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. Guys, what is it that all the watchmen right now are saying? Guys, look, the Feast of Trumpets is coming up. The Feast of Trumpets looks like it might point to the rapture. There's a lot of things about the Feast of Trumpets that seem to speak of the rapture. Pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. The scripture says right here in Jeremiah 6, I set watchmen over you, saying, pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not pay attention. Therefore hear, O nations, and know, O congregation, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster upon this people, the fruit of their devices, because they have not paid attention to my words. And as for my law, they have rejected it. Let's read another scripture. 1 Thessalonians in the New Testament 5. We're going to start in verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, there is peace and security, pay attention, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you Christian, church, believer, you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. The hope of salvation, guys. For God has not destined us to wrath. I want to say that again from the Word of God. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Guys, this is talking about the rapture, 1 Thessalonians 5 through 10. And it is talking about the great tribulation. And it is telling us, while they are saying peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. This is telling us here, the tribulation will start while they are saying peace and security. The sudden destruction that comes like labor pains upon a woman is the tribulation. So keep holding all of this in your mind as we continue. Now, let's talk about the rapture will be on the same day. On the same day that the tribulation starts. It's what I see in scripture, guys. The rapture will happen and the tribulation will start on the same day. I want to show you how I see that in scripture. 1 Corinthians 15:50-55. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That's the rapture. When it says we shall not all sleep, that means we shall not all die. Not all of us will die, but we shall all be changed. We shall be raptured in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Guys, do you see here how it is saying the rapture is at the Feast of Trumpets? I can see how you could say that. And I believe that is what the scripture is saying. I am not making a prediction. I'm not making a prophecy. I'm not setting a date. I'm not telling you on Tuesday, such and such date, on Wednesday, such and such date. I'm saying what I see in the scripture is that the Bible says at the last trump, the dead shall be raised and we shall be raptured. The last trump is another name for the Feast of Trumpets. It's the last trump, the Tekiya Hagodolah. On the Feast of Trumpets, they're blowing the shofar. And the last shofar that they blow is known literally as the last trump. So let's read some more scriptures. Luke 17, likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot. This is Jesus speaking. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, this is a picture of the rapture. On the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. So it will be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And guys, this scripture right here, this short scripture, just two verses, is saying so much. Guys, it says, Jesus says, just like in Lot's day, the world will be going along as normal. People will be buying and selling, planting and building, get marrying and giving in marriage. This is not describing in any way a post-tribulation rapture scenario. There's no way. Guys, read the book of Revelation. Understand that when Jesus comes back with his saints, like it says in Zechariah, at the end of the tribulation, the world will be wrecked. People will be on their knees, completely freaked out. Chaos. It will not be happy-go-lucky, buying and selling, planting and building, marrying and giving in marriage. This is talking about a pre-tribulation rapture, for a fact. The scripture says so. But let's look at more about what this scripture says here in Luke. It will be a normal day. The world will not see it coming. In other words, they will be caught off guard because they will be going about their normal day. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom. Guys, Jesus used this analogy as an analogy for what it will be like at the end times. He used this analogy because it shows a rapture. His people are removed. God's people will be removed first. Then on the day they are removed, judgment will come down. The tribulation period starts. And we can see, as from what we've already read through the scriptures that we've already read, the day of the Feast of Trumpets is the day that the tribulation is said to start. The Feast of Trumpets is literally known as the time of Jacob's trouble. And you can see why from all the scriptures we just read. It will be a Yom Teruah, a day of the trumpet, when the tribulation starts, while they are saying peace and security. Sudden destruction will come, the tribulation, as a woman who travaileth in labor. And guys, here Jesus said in Luke 17, on the day when the destruction comes, when the tribulation starts, just before, Lot was taken out, and then destruction came. This is a picture of the rapture, the pre-tribulation rapture. This is what I see in the scripture, and I have to tell you what I see. And then it says, so it will be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And guys, that is not talking about the second coming. Some people get confused and think that it is, but I will show you now with scripture, the Bible clarifies itself. The Bible is so beautiful. It always clarifies itself and defines itself for you. You have to take the whole Bible into context. You can't just take one scripture and run with it. So let's look. When it says, so it will be when the Son of Man is revealed, so it will be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed, that's the rapture. And let me show you. 1 Peter 4:13. But rejoice in so far as you, Christian, share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. When his glory is revealed, guys, we're going to be so excited. And it's the moment of the rapture when his glory is revealed. Let's read further. John 17:24. Father, this is Jesus talking. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, the church, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the earth. So Jesus is saying here, I want them to come be with me so that they can see my glory. The Son of Man is revealed when his glory is revealed. At the rapture, that we may behold his glory. Jesus is saying, I want them to come up here with me so that they can see me in my glory. Let's read further, John 14:1-3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus talking again. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus went up into heaven to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Did you catch that? What we just read before in John 17, I want them to be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. When is that? It says, he says, when I come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may also be. What day is that talking about? The Bible tells us. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we be ever with the Lord. Guys, when he comes again, when the Son of Man is revealed in his glory, and we behold him, and we are with him where he is, it is when we are raised from the earth, or raised from the dead if you're already dead, but those who are alive will be raptured as we live, and we will meet him in the air, so that where he is, we may be also. This is the rapture. That is what it is referring to. When it says in Luke 17, on the day when Lot left Sodom and Gomorrah, destruction came, so it will be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. That is the rapture. It is when his glory, that we may behold his glory. His glory will finally be revealed to us. We will see it because we will see him as he is, because we will be like him. And where he is up in heaven, we may be also. Jesus isn't coming down to the earth so that we can all hang out together on the earth first. He says, I want them to be where I am, so that where I am in my Father's house, where I've made prepared mansions, there you may be also. I hope I'm making this clear, because it's so beautiful, guys. On the day when the destruction comes, the Bible says that is the day that we are taken up to him, when the Son of Man is revealed in his glory and we are raptured up to him to be with him. And guys, so I just want to reiterate here what I see in the scripture. The rapture happens at the same time as the tribulation is starting on the Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. That is what I see the scripture saying. Pray about it. Consider it. Listen. Pay attention to the sound of the trumpet, like the Bible says. Guys, did you know in Hebrew, Teruah, which is, you remember Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, Teruah has two basic meanings: alarm of war and shout of joy. Now that is very interesting. Those are very different things, but it can mean both. And here's why, because I believe it will be both. It will be both an alarm of war and a shout for joy. It's so beautiful. I want to read you these scriptures again. This is Jeremiah 4:19, and see if you catch where it says, talking about the tribulation, an alarm of war. My bowels, my bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. That is what Teruah can mean, and it's what it means for those who are going to go through the great tribulation. It says directly following, destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly, remember sudden destruction? Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. And then later in Jeremiah 4 at verse like 30 something, it says, for I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion. This is talking about the Great Tribulation. On Yom Teruah, it will be a Yom Teruah, the alarm of war. So that's one meaning of the Feast of Trumpets, that's one meaning of the word Teruah, but it has a dual meaning because I believe it has a dual purpose, a dual fulfillment at the same time. It's two things at once, two very opposite things, an alarm for war and a cry for joy. Now let's read the scripture that shows you and tells you about the cry for joy. A shout for joy. Psalm 47, 1 through 7. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the loud songs of joy. Make a loud shout of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us, the nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, a teruah, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. That's the shofar, the sound of the trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. There's your shout of joy, teruah. It's in that scripture. The tribulation will be a teruah, an alarm of war. But when God comes at the last trump, it will be a teruah, a shout of joy for his people. The ungodly, it will be an alarm. It will be a terrifying time. It can be either, the word teruah can be either alarm for war or shout for joy, but I believe it's going to be both. And I believe that's why that word is used, because it will be both at the same time. And I want to show you in Ezra, this was foreshadowed. God used so many things in the Old Testament. Stories that we read, they weren't merely surface level meanings. They had a typology. They were walking out literally a prophetic pattern, pointing to something that was to come. Like when Abraham brought up Isaac on the hill to sacrifice him, carrying wood on his back. That was pointing to Christ, who walked up that same hill carrying a wooden cross on his back to die for our sins. Let me show you in Ezra how it foreshadowed this very thing, the dual meaning of the Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, how it will be both a shout for joy and an alarm for war. Ezra 3, verse 11 is where we're going to start. And all the people shouted with a great shout, Teruah, with a great shout, when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Guys, they were celebrating the laying of the foundation for the temple, which I find very interesting. Many of the priests, it says, but many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first house, wept with a loud voice when they saw the foundation of this house being laid. Though many shouted aloud for joy, teruah, this is the second time it says teruah, shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish between the sound of the joyful shout, teruah, from the sound of the people's weeping. For the people shouted teruah with a great shout, and the sound was heard far away. Four times it says teruah in the scripture, guys. And notice it says, they could not distinguish between the sound of the joyful sound, the joyful shout, and the weeping. It's both. This is pointing to the fact that it would be both. The Feast of Trumpets, the Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing of the shofar, it will be both a shout for joy and an alarm for war. And it was foreshadowed here in Ezra 3 when it says they couldn't distinguish between the joyful sound. Shout, and the people's weeping, for the people shouted teruah with a great shout, and the sound was heard far away. And guys, we will be far away when we make that joyful shout. And here on earth, it is going to be desolation and horrible, and it will be an alarm of war. Now I want to go through the fourth point that I made. It's talking about, I just want to go through another thing. It's the covenant with many. And I want to tie this all together and just, I ask you to think about what it is that I've said. Please pay attention. Please listen. Please consider. Please pray. Line it up with scripture yourself and ask the Lord to give you wisdom. I'm just showing you what it is that I see. So in Daniel 9:27, it says, "And he shall make strong," or confirm, make greater. This is talking about the Antichrist. "He shall make greater a covenant with many for 1 week," that is 7 years. "And for half of the week, he shall put an end to sacrifice and offering." So halfway through the tribulation, he's going to stop the Jews from offering sacrifices. "And on the wing of abominations shall come one who makes desolate." Remember how all those scriptures we were reading about the tribulation, it says desolate. There will be desolations. This is when that happens. "And on the wing of abominations shall come one who makes desolate until the decreed end is poured out on the desolator," on the Antichrist. Now I want to read another scripture, Revelation 13, 2 through 5. This is talking about the second 3.5 years of that 7 year period. It says, "And to it," the Antichrist, "the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but its mortal wound was healed. And the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast." That's the Antichrist. After Satan, after he's indwelt with Satan, after he receives a mortal head wound. "And they worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast," the Antichrist. "And they worshiped the beast, saying, 'Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?' And the beast was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. And that is 3.5 years. That's describing the final 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. So guys, we can see here that the tribulation starts when he confirms a covenant with many. When the Antichrist confirms a covenant, a peace treaty, that's what that means, between Israel, that's what the Bible's talking about, and many other nations. That is what starts the 7 year period. We can see that clearly. It says he will make a peace treaty for 7 years. That is the Great Tribulation, the 7 year period. And the first 3.5 years, it doesn't say much about what the Antichrist is doing, but it says at the halfway point, he's going to come and say, "Stop offering your sacrifices." And he's going to walk into the temple of God, into the third temple that the Jews are going to build soon. And he's going to claim that he is God. And that will be the abomination that causes the desolation that God has decreed. And then it says for the final 3.5 years, that's when he receives a mortal head wound, Satan indwells him, and all are caused to worship the beast. And they're going to have to receive the mark of the beast, like it talks about in Revelation 13. So that is what starts the 7 year period, the confirming the covenant with many. So let's recap here for a second. The first scriptures we went through talk about how the Bible shows the tribulation will be on the Yom Teruah. It will start on the Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. It will come suddenly, like a woman in travail. It will come suddenly and they will not escape. And then we went over how it says it is while they are saying peace and security, that's when the sudden destruction will come. While they are saying peace and security, in 1 Thessalonians, it says, sudden destruction like labor pains upon a woman will come, the tribulation. So the tribulation will be Yom Teruah. It will be suddenly, while they are saying peace and security. And from scripture I see, the Bible says the rapture happens on the same day or within days just before. And it is also the Feast of Trumpets that the Bible seems to point to when talking about the rapture. It's all Feast of Trumpets language. God coming at the last trump. And it's, you know, talking about Lot on the day when the sudden destruction comes. Lot was removed. And then we went over how Teruah has a dual meaning. It means both an alarm for war and a shout for joy, because I believe it will be both on the Yom Teruah. And then the thing that also marks the beginning of the tribulation is the Antichrist will confirm a covenant that has been made already with many. And that will start the final 7-year period. Okay, that will start the tribulation, all these things together. So with that in mind, I want to point some things out to you about this year. But before I go on, I want to reiterate, I am not setting a date. I am not making a prophecy. I am asking you to pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. I'm asking you to pray and to consider and to line this up against scripture. Pay attention. Okay? So, with that said, this year is a phenomenal year. I think everyone can tell there is something different about this year. 2020, we have crossed a threshold. There has never been a year like this. Not only that, this year marks the end of the fig tree generation. What I believe the Bible talking about, the end of the fig tree generation that the church can be around. I'll say that. If you want to learn more about that, watch some of my other videos or Google, YouTube, other videos about the fig tree generation. There's some great teachings on it. I've done one myself. This year is the year that Daniel's prophecy points to. You can research that as well. It's unbelievable. From the time that Suleiman said to rebuild the temple, if you count the years that Daniel's prophecy gives, it comes to 2020. Unbelievable. It's been 3 years since the September 23rd, 2017 sign in the stars that I believe was the Revelation 12 sign that the Bible prophesied. And I think that's significant. They are saying right now in mainstream articles, on TV, on the internet, everywhere, they are saying right now, peace and security regarding Israel. Peace and security, exactly what the Bible said they would be saying. Israel will be signing a peace treaty, of which it is said many will join, in Washington, D.C. on September 15th, just before Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets this year in September. Already, many are joining this peace treaty. Look at this article from the Times of Israel, showing that not only is Israel having a peace treaty signing with UAE, but also Bahrain has decided to join. And it says that they are hopeful that many others will join. Guys, this is historic what we are watching. This has never happened since Israel has been a nation again. The UAE was only the second or third Arab nation for them ever to make peace with. And now we already have a fourth, Bahrain, joining the peace signing this September 15th. In Washington, D.C. Please pay attention. Keep in mind what we've just studied. I'm not setting a date to the rapture, but it's time to wake up. It's time to look up. It's time to pray. It's time to get right with God. remember what it is that we just studied. I believe that the scripture is showing that the tribulation starts on Yom Teruah, on the Day of Trumpets. It will be sudden, like a woman travailing in labor. That on the day when destruction comes, just before the destruction can come, I believe that the church will be raptured. I believe that the scripture is showing that the Feast of Trumpets is the day when the rapture could happen and the tribulation could start. To me, that's what I see when I look at the Bible and I read these scriptures. I'm not making a prediction or setting a date. I'm saying it looks like the Bible says the start of the tribulation and the rapture are on Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. And the Bible says when he, the Antichrist, confirms a covenant, confirms a peace treaty that has already been made with many, that is when the tribulation starts. So if the tribulation is starting on a Feast of Trumpets, the rapture is happening on a Feast of Trumpets, and it has to start at the confirmation of a peace treaty with many with Israel, to me, that makes this year very interesting. I'm not setting a date, but I'm saying pay attention. It's time to get right with God. If you're not a Christian, it's time to accept Jesus Christ. It's simple. It's so simple to get saved. All you have to do is believe in Jesus. The Bible says the gospel is this, that Jesus came, God in flesh came. He died on the cross, shed his blood for our sins, was buried. On the third day, he rose again, ascended unto heaven, seated at the right hand of God. The Bible says, all who believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. There is nothing you can do to make yourself right in God's eyes. There's nothing you can do to clean yourself. That's the good news. It's not up to you, because it's something so way too big for us to accomplish. We could never do it. But Jesus has already done it all. Jesus has done it all for you because he loves you so much. All you have to do is believe in Jesus. Repent. Change your mind about him. He's not just a man. He wasn't just a prophet. He wasn't just a good guy. He was God. And he came and he died on the cross for you, and he rose again on the third day. Believe in him. Put your faith in him and trust in him, and you shall be saved. And if you are his and you're saved, you will not go through this tribulation that is coming. The Bible says we are not destined to wrath. Revelation 3:10 says, I will keep you, my church, from the hour of trial that is to come upon this whole earth. The word in Greek is ek, out of, away from. The Bible says, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole earth to try those who dwell on the earth. We as Christians, the believers, the church, those who truly believe in Jesus, will be raptured before the tribulation. And if you're not saved, now is the time to do so. We never know if we have another day. I don't know for sure. I can't set a date. I can't tell you the rapture is going to happen on this day or that day. I'm telling you what I see in scripture. I'm telling you it's time to wake up and listen. It's time to pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. But you never know if you even have another second to live. Right now, it is time to get saved and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And church, be encouraged, because the Bible has shown us clearly that Jesus is coming for his bride before the tribulation. And if we see that great tribulation around the corner, and we see all these signs telling us to wake up and to pay attention, then we know that the return of Christ, when the Son of Man is revealed in his glory, and we see him as he is, because we will be made like him, because where he is, we will be also. We will be caught up in the air to be with him. The rapture must be even sooner if we see the tribulation around the corner. So I pray this is encouraging to you as a Christian and as a believer. I ask only that you consider what I've said, that you pray about it, that you read the Bible and that you take it seriously and pay attention to the sound of the trumpet. God bless you guys. I love you. And I'll see you, Lord willing, on the next video.